Juno Afternoon. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney. And up next, we've got Clay Good, a STEM educator and instructor for Renewable Energy Alaska Project. Hello, Clay.
Hi, it's good to be here.
Yeah, good to have you. And Annabella Williams, a junior at Thunder Mountain High School, here to talk about her award-winning science project. Hi, Annabella.
Hi.
Annabella, let's start with you. First of all, congratulations. You placed second overall in the Alaska Science and Engineering Fair and first place in the Energy and Transportation Division. So nicely done. Yes.
Thank you.
Would you tell me about your project?
Sure. So I researched a question about like how much or could Juno sustain a complete switch to using green technology? So like if everyone were to use heat pumps or electric vehicles, would Juno have enough, would Juno generate enough electricity to be able to supply the city with enough electrical energy?
What were some of your conclusions?
Yeah, I found that Juno could not. We would have to build another hydro plant in order to do that or find other sources of energy.
How did you get interested in this subject?
Well, my science teacher, Miss Gallo, sort of led me to this project. She set up a Zoom with Clay Good and I, and through that, I was able to come up with that question to research.
What was the most difficult part of doing all of the research and the writing and entering your project into the fair?
I think the hardest part was compiling all of the information and making sure that everything was correct and I was doing all of the math correct.
Yeah, I read through your paper. It definitely required some calculating and a lot of, as you mentioned, generalizing. So you couldn't get a lot of exact information on some of these things. Would you say a little bit more about who you talked to make some of your estimates?
Yeah, so ALMP was a huge help in getting a lot of that information. And I also talked with Alaska Heat Smart to find out more about the heat pumps. And Clay Good also helped me get in contact with people like the Renewable Alaska or Juno Hydro Company. And that helped a lot, too.
Were all those folks pretty willing to talk to you?
I'm sorry, what?
Were all of those folks willing to talk to you?
Yeah.
That's good. So now you advance to nationals. What happens then?
Well, I just finished my the judging process. And so right now I'm just waiting to hear back about what they have for my project.
Did you submit the same project or did you make any tweaks before advancing to nationals?
Yeah, I was able to clean it up a little bit and make sure that everything was in the right order.
So after putting so much time and energy into this project, do you think you'll continue to study it or maybe work in that field someday?
I do hope to work in the STEM field in the future, but I don't know about continuing on in this project specifically, but I do think that I'll be working on in, like more science projects.
Clay, turning to you now, how did you find out about Annabella's work?
Well, I taught high school in Juneau for a number of years, and that's how I got to know Kathleen Gallo. And I was just outreaching her for my new work here with the Renewable Energy Alaska Project to offer educational resources and support. And so she contacted me to let me know she had students that were looking for mentors, and that's how we connected.
So
with Annabelle.
What about her project stood out to you?
Well, the importance of it. The question she's asking about the amount of available renewable energy in Juneau now and in the future are critical issues that some of the biggest brains in Juneau and across the region are working on right now. It's such a critical question and such an important one. We're so fortunate that AELMP supplies us with, you know, clean, renewable hydroelectricity 365 days a year here. But how do we bring on these new beneficial electrification measures of electric vehicles and air source heat pumps? And how are we going to supply energy to our tour ships? What is our capacity? And she was asking the right questions and found the right people to ask. And she just did an outstanding job of parsing the issues and doing the math And when we did a follow-up with her afterwards, the folks that reviewed her report were just really impressed with her process and her conclusions.
Can you tell me a little bit more about what you do and some of the research you've done on this specific subject?
Well, my work with the Renewable Energy Alaska Project is primarily to work in Southeast Alaska as the regional energy catalyst for the Sustainable Southeast Partnership. And so my work is to ask those same questions that Annabella asked for each of our communities in Southeast. Where do you get your energy from? How much of it is renewable? What can we do to bring more affordable and clean energy to the communities of Southeast so that it can have stronger ecology, stronger economy, and stronger cultures? And so it was a very easy dovetail to match the work we do here with the questions and the work that Annabella was pursuing.
So we speak to a lot of different people on Juno Afternoon, many of whom are focused on this issue as well, and many of whom have some goals for Juno to get to a certain percentage of renewable energy to power our town. So where do you stand on some of that stuff? Annabelle, I'll start with you. Like, how close are we to meeting some of the goals that Juno has set for sustainability and renewable energy?
I think we're doing pretty good compared to the rest of the country, but I know that we still have a long ways to go in terms of how many people are using electric cars, and also the tourism industry is also contributing a lot to the fossil fuels.
What are some changes that we could make to help us get closer to reaching those goals?
I think, the big one is using electric vehicles, and also cruise ship shore power ports would also help with the fossil fuel usage that we have right now.
Clay, what would you add?
Well, I was mentioning earlier how grateful I am that AEL&P provides us with such good, clean electricity. But as Annabella pointed out, that's just part of our energy sector. We have transportation sectors and heating sectors that traditionally don't use electricity because of the inefficiency to do so. But now that we have new technologies like air source heat pumps, electricity is a great way to heat our home, not resistance heat, but with air source heat pumps. And the same is true with electric vehicles. These are all things that we thought were in our future, but they're very much now in our present. Now, these are all tried and true technologies. And all you have to do is look around your neighborhood or watch the highway to see how many folks have recognized the economic advantage of switching over to electrification for heat or for transportation.
Well, what are some of the things that might be standing in the way of Juno's progress? Clay, I'll start with you, and then I'll ask Annabella.
Well, I think one of the biggest things that stands in our way is the expense of bringing new energy to any community. Hydroelectricity is cheap in Juno, but that's because it was built a long time ago and has been paid for. Bringing on new electricity in any community is a large capital expense, and you have to balance that expense with what it's going to do to your rate payers, because they have to pay for that. And so one of the biggest challenges is just having the right market and the right availability of customers to match the cost of bringing new power online. So that's our biggest challenge, I think, is finding the timing and the resources to develop new hydroelectricity that's in our region.
Hmm. Annabella, what would you add to that?
Yeah, I think that a lot of it is dependent on individual decisions. So a lot of it is people making the right decisions themselves, and it's up to them to change what the technology that they are using. So I think that the biggest challenge would be just having the individuals of Juno making the correct decisions.
And Annabella, did you find anything in your research that changed your mind about some personal choices that you might make as an individual?
Yeah, I think that it opened my eyes to how beneficial it is to use electric vehicles. And I think that I'll probably be getting electric vehicles in the future.
So it sounds like you had a pretty positive experience at this the science fair, the Alaska Science Fair. Can you tell me a little bit about some of the other entries, or the Alaska Science and Engineering Fair, some of the other entries or some of the other students that you were competing against any other projects that you thought were pretty cool and interesting?
Yeah, there was a lot of good projects there. One that stood out was there is a girl named Kate, and she did a project on looking at how to make oil filters for wastewater or sewage. And she found that using hair would be a good way to cut down on the amount of oil moving through the filters. And I thought that was pretty interesting.
What kind of hair?
Oh, she used dog hair.
That's very entertaining and amusing to me. Who would have thought that dog hair would have a second purpose, would be able to be repurposed for something like that? So she found
finally
it to be
a practical use.
Right? Exactly. Exactly. Well, Clay and Annabella, thanks so much for speaking with me today. And again, Annabella, congratulations on your win and best of luck with Nationals. I hope you will drop us a line and let us know how you did when the judges' decisions come down.
Yeah, thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
Thank you both for being here today.